Hey everyone, welcome to your Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor. I'm your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. We do this every Friday. You can find out more at beingfreenow.com. I've shared before often on the idea that we're all really children learning new things every day. We aren't an expert on this moment nor on the next one because no matter what kind of experience we've had, we've never actually done this new day before. So we can walk into each moment with the innocent expectation of a child rather than some sense we must already know how to be and to do what we've never really been and done. This childlike readiness without judgment opens us up to learning. And learning is progressive and energizing, it's freeing. It is activity rather than stagnation. It's growth, and growth is life, and it makes us feel alive. So today I want to talk more specifically about this living education we can gain if we're open to it. Life can teach us a lot. Experiences do open our eyes and give us new perspective, tools, and understanding. We gain self-awareness through our personal engagement with life's circumstances. But here's something a little more specific and maybe a little more spiritually guided, because an egotistic or self-centered approach to life misses the point and the power. Our lives are most divinely purposeful when they're attuned to what the divine is telling us. And the divine intention is always about oneness with God, with love, and with one another. These are Jesus' two great commandments, love God and your neighbor as yourself. Most faith traditions would agree in essence with the sense of honoring God and our fellow man. It's not simply a message about being nice to one another. It's the instruction wherein life is as it was meant to be, where it aligns with a universal purpose. And in doing so, it opens us up to the life that expresses what God intended. His creation is a harmonious one, and as we obey this law of life and love, we both feel and express that harmony. We're working with God's all power rather than attempting to work against it. So I think our teacher is not simply life, circumstances, or situations. It's also those individuals with which we interact, or even that come into our experience or into our awareness for whatever reason. So here are two quotes that got my juices flowing on this. This is why I'm doing the podcast. This one was in a book by Florence Scovel Shinn, and she says, it's an old saying, and it goes like this. No man is your enemy. No man is your friend. Every man is your teacher. And Ralph Waldo Emerson said this, in my walks, every man I meet is my superior in some way, and in that I learn from him. Both of these quotes are steeped in humility. The first thing we must do to really receive this instruction and to learn from others is to be humble enough to know this. We must get into that glorious freeing space of receptivity. It has a lot to do with setting aside the judgment that we talked about in an earlier podcast. Those are still available to listen to too, so feel free to check out my past shows if you've missed them. As we recognize that we can learn from everyone, we have access to tremendous instruction. No enemy or even friend, for this qualifies individuals, but only to see each one as a way to learning. That's really quite interesting. I'm not saying that it's easy to do or to actually set aside even the idea of a friend, but there is a clarity that comes in doing this. A teacher is simply one who is superior to you in some way, as Emerson says. It doesn't mean you don't have something for them as well, and you just might. But the approach that honors ourselves as willing students and another as a teacher in some way, gains us much. The instruction doesn't even necessarily come from another's wisdom, but by observation, without judging as good or bad, we get insights. So say you observe a behavior of somebody that seems detrimental or destructive toward that individual themselves or toward another. Instead of blaming and shaming and gossiping and self-righteousness, why not maybe see that we are being taught what our values are and that this in itself is learning? We may be becoming more clear, not on what they're doing, but on what we know we need to be doing or not doing in order to come into line with what really serves us and the world. Likewise, we can gain from another who may not appear to be our teacher by really seeing them. This is such a gift. We perceive beyond appearances or beyond the sense that one might be inferior or simply not of any use to us. And if we do that seeing, we discover a teacher. This discovery can be even more informing and even transcendent when we have that willingness and openness to be surprised. We may surely find that the one thing we needed to know at this moment was the one thing this individual, when truly seen by us, is there to teach us. God is giving us these angel moments. Our job is to humbly be ready for them. And in that way, we serve ourselves, God, and mankind. So what could be better than that? So recently, I was out to dinner with my husband, and a man who was disheveled with a long white beard and kind of ripped clothing walked in. And he went up to the bartender there and handed her a dollar. And politely, he asked if he could be allowed to use the restroom. She told him yes, and he went to the men's room. In that moment, I think I saw what I was supposed to see. I didn't see a pitiful man who I wasn't sure whether was clean or trustworthy or even who I felt sorry for. I saw a gentleman. He was kind and respectful. There was a dignity in the way he asked, and he didn't want anything for free, which I found out even more about later. He was also, I think, kind of blind, so sight impaired in some way, and yet exuding a real perceptiveness, a brightness about him. So as he came out of the restroom, I felt led to ask him if he could use $5, which I extended to him. He said, "Thank you very much," and could he please give me a poem in exchange? He handed me and my husband some scrolls of writings, which I thanked him for and explained that I was a poet too. He left with a bit of a flourish and was smiling at his rather grand yet humble way of talking to me. I was smiling at it. There was a nobility about him. And the bartender later came over and asked if he was bothering us, and apparently others were watching the scene that was going on between us. And I said, "No, of course not." I started talking to him, and he was very sweet. So what I learned from that was that nobility and dignity, courtesy, generosity, had nothing to do with a person's general appearance or even their state in their life. I knew that already was something that was familiar to me, something I believed in, but that really just drove it home. And I learned that I could aspire to be more like him. I could be more gracious in each moment and at the same time have a bearing that actually was quite confident and open. I learned that my instincts were right about him, or that I really enjoyed just seeing him clearly and loving so much those qualities he expressed. And those qualities didn't belong exclusively to him, but he claimed them without apology, and they just taught me a better way to be myself. It was instruction right there. And looking back, now I actually realize another thing. Earlier in the evening, my husband and I were discussing money mindset. and how the poverty beliefs that I've held in my life really needed to be shifted. I think I might have gotten a partial answer from him there. True riches are the riches of character. And when we accept those as valuable, then we're really open to both give and receive. Teacher and student. Generously giving, gratefully receiving. I don't know, I'm going to think more about that this week. But that's all I have for now. If you have any thoughts or questions or want some guidance on your own journey to discovering your divine purpose, I would so love to help. Your life is really meant to shine, and I want to be a part of that radiance. I want to witness it with you. So check out my website at beingfreenow.com. You can reach out to me also at lauramolitor@gmail.com. I would just so love to hear from you. Have a wonderful weekend.